Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of our Season 2 podcast of The Real Talk with the Queen by Chinita Filipina. I want to thank all our customers who stopped by to check my online store at onestopsurplus.myshopify.com, and please use the discount promo code CHINITA, that's all capital, and you can get a special discount in our best selected items. Now please stop by and shop and use the promo code. We're going to be providing that in the description box. onestopsurplus.myshopify.com. Enjoy shopping! You know, children nowadays are growing up in a completely different world. Children everywhere are gaining access to the internet, most often via their phones, or in many places too, parents like me are feeling challenged in their competence, role, and authority. And that is what we're going to talk about on this episode titled Raising Children in a World of Technology and How Parents are Responding to It. With the good, we always get bad. With sweet, we get sour. With opportunity comes risk. Because of these, our children need our help to benefit from all the good and to avoid all the bad that comes with the internet. Recently, there was so much outcry about a few dangerous games online. And you know, my fear about what the kids get exposed to online is so real. And after numerous incidents and reports about cyber crimes and cyber bullying, I decided to take slightly strict measures about my kids' internet habits. In a world where children are growing fast in digital world, it's really important to help them learn healthy concepts of digital use, and parents play an important role in teaching these skills. So, here are some tips for parents for raising an internet safety savvy kid in the digital age. Use other sources first. You know, there was a time when our books were the first stop for any answer and there were no shortcuts to Google for instant answers. Like I remember during my time, I used encyclopedia for doing a research. Now, any school assignment was expected to be done by thinking, brainstorming, asking, or consulting. Now, lately, I have started encouraging my son to appreciate his own creativity and, you know, try to solve academic questions by using his brain. There is no need to excel in everything. I told him this. Not all the projects have to be made in 3D. Any project made using your kid's own creativity is worth much more, you know. And I told him that, you know, Google should be the only last resort and there is nothing wrong in asking for help. Now, however fascinating it might be, but the virtual world is not really a place to be without censoring the time spent there. So we have to limit their internet time. Despite its being unsafe, there is substantial medical proof that state more the time spent online worse its ill effects health-wise. Like what are the ill effects? Like mood swings, headaches, unable to fit in social situation, or lack of concentration. These are just a few of the adverse effects exhibited by young kids who spend more time on electronic devices. And this is so true, you know, like my son now he's wearing an eyeglass because he was like all the time on his phone, a laptop, tablet. He has all these gadgets. So responsible internet habits instilled at a young age in kids can save them from a long-term side effect. So you have to designate the time slots for internet usage and online games. Follow them strictly because moderation is the key. Now, children tend to be enticed by what they see, and their innocent minds believe all the glitz and glamour they see online. Not only are all the sites that cater to kids full of marketing gimmicks, they also tend to cloud their minds with false information. So as a parent, we have to let them understand not everything they see on the internet is true. People might not be always what they pretend to be. There should be awareness about all the falsification online, about how a predator might be hiding under the guise of an innocent link or stuff like that, you know. So we have to inform them about all these things. Now, outdoor time is must. In a time when we don't need to move an inch to entertain ourselves at a finger touch, like you can travel places, read books, have conversations, and keep yourself occupied for days on end. Now, when our kids have a device handy to keep them occupied all day, it becomes significant to emphasize the point that physical activity is the key to a better health. So it's really important that you take away those electronic devices and encourage them to get physically involved with the world. Like put them into a hobby or go out for family activities, go to the zoo, go to the beach, you know, let them get dirty, let them get wild. It will all stimulate their creativity and teach them to appreciate the beautiful outdoors, all while improving health. You know, there have been times when one of my nephews was trying to get my attention. He was just like 3-4 years old, like that. And I would be on a handheld device giving him half an ear. Now, we all have that guilty feeling like one time or the other. So after learning the hard way, I now try to give my kid undivided attention. Like, for example, when my kid wants to talk, I keep my phone down. So when I wanted to talk to him, he does the same. Even though it's hard sometimes when your fingers are itching to grab that phone and go out and explore the virtual world, or for example, it's like urgent call or message from work and stuff like that. So we have to set a good example for them. Now, though my best tips to keep kids safe on the internet is to never let them go online, but it's neither feasible nor an option. So to limit any kind of damage, the best we can do is to keep them informed. Talk to them and set boundaries. Like make your own family media use plan. Media should work for you and within your family values and parenting style. When used thoughtfully and appropriately, media can enhance our daily life. But if it's used inappropriately or without any knowledge, media can displace many important activities such as your face-to-face communication with your kids, your family time, outdoor play, exercise, you know. So you have to make your plan for it. Now, know the value of a face-to-face communication, especially for young children, because very young children learn best through the two-way communication. And conversations can be face-to-face or, if necessary, by video chat. If you have like a traveling parent, if you're a traveling parent or to a faraway grandparent, because research has shown that it's that back and forth conversation that improves the language skills of kids much more than passive listening or one-way interaction with the screen. Now, it's okay for your teen to be online. Don't panic. Online relationships are part of typical adolescent development, especially for teenagers. Social media can support teens as they explore and discover more about themselves and their place in the grown-up world. You just have to be sure your teen is behaving appropriately in both the real and online worlds. Because many teens needs to be reminded that a platform privacy settings do not make things actually private, and that images or thoughts and behaviors teens share online will instantly become a part of their digital footprint indefinitely. So you have to keep lines of communication open to them and let them know you're there if they have questions or concerns. Now you have to create a tech-free zones. Keep your family meal times, other family and social gatherings, and the children's bedroom screens should be free. Turn off the televisions that you aren't watching, because background TV can get in the way of a face-to-face time with kids. Recharge devices overnight outside your child's bedroom to help him or her avoid the temptation, you know, to use them when they should be sleeping, you know, or when it beeps, they were like getting awake, oh, who's messaging me and stuff like that. These changes actually encourage more family time, healthier eating habits, and better sleep. Now be a good role model. Teach and model kindness and good manners online, because children are a great mimics, which is true. So limit your own media use. In fact, you'll be more available for and connected with your children if you are interacting, hugging and playing with them rather than simply staring at the screen. Remember, kids will be kids. Kids will make mistakes using media. Now try to handle errors with empathy and turn a mistake into a teachable moment. But some indiscretions, such as sexting, bullying, or posting harm images, may be a red flag that hints at trouble ahead. So parents must observe carefully their children's behaviors and, if needed, enlist supportive professional help, including your family pediatrician. On behalf of Chinita Filipina team, we would like to thank you all for listening to us, and we want to thank our sponsors, of course, for your continuous support as we do what we do because of you. Please send us your thoughts. You can send us email at info.chinitafilipina.com, and you can call into our podcast using the Anchor mobile app and send us voice message. Please do like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, and you can visit our website at www.chinitafilipina.com. To continue with supporting us, please be one of our supporters by clicking that button, Become Our Supporter, on your Anchor mobile app. Or you can subscribe and listen to our RSS feeds via Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Now stay tuned to our next episode only here at anchor.fm.